Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk about a previous podcast that I had done in regards to product and innovation, the pipeline of innovation, and how this is built, how companies ride this innovation pipeline. But one area that I wanted to dig in on today as well is the evolution versus revolution. And talking about it today is product innovation. What is the difference between an evolution and a revolution? And from a pure dictionary standpoint and defining these two terms, and I say this, not normally that I would do this, but I say this because it kind of gives us an idea of what is the difference between these two. So you can kind of convey this to your team. I do this all the time with design and the teams and brands that I work with. If I feel there's meaning in a word and really gives to the crux of what it is all about and how it makes a point of difference, is that evolution, by definition, is gradual. It's a progressive change versus a revolution, which is a sudden, complete change. It really gives you a definition of the difference between these two when you talk about product innovation and the difference between a revolution and an evolution. And the great thing is that you can't have evolution until you have a revolution. We talk a lot about breakaway technologies, building this pipeline of innovation. But if you are only evolving, you are an imitator, not an innovator. So if you're going to innovate, you need to find a way through a breakaway design, something that puts you not just steps ahead of your competition, but literally sprints you generations ahead of your competition, where you've got a year to 3 to 5 years before your competition would even think about catching up to you. And by design, you don't want them to catch up to you because you should be continually providing a revolution while that previous product is evolving. So the trap a lot of companies get caught into is that they have what I call, again, this one-hit wonder. And a great example of that was the Sony Walkman I talk about quite frequently, where they had a great product that was clearly revolutionary. And over the period of 20 years until the iPod came in and displaced it, they had 20 years of just evolving the product. They never really revolutionized anything with the product whatsoever. And it gave brands like Apple an opportunity to move beyond what they had created from a category standpoint. So when you look at it from a product innovation portfolio, product pipeline, or innovation pipeline standpoint, your objective with your team is a sudden, complete change or a revolution in what you're doing or what the category needs to do. And once you have that revolution, the great thing is you can surf the evolution for years, just as long as the understanding is you need to continually revolutionize the category and be a leader. You can only be a leader if you revolutionize in your category and you've built an innovation pipeline that everybody is anticipating in the supply and demand curve for the next release of your product that is truly revolutionary, a sudden and complete change. Now both of these are important. But in order for you to sustain innovation, you need a revolution. Sustainability is the key to leadership in categories, whether it's product or a service or whatever you happen to be doing, is you need to always have some type of revolutionary innovation in the pipeline. And once you have that, you've established it, you now have bought yourself some time in order to find the next revolution. And the trap sometimes that companies get involved with when they're building this revolution versus evolution strategy is that they think a product is a revolution when effectively it's an evolution. Now, this happens sometimes inside of companies and brands that I've worked with, or four is that they are inside the four walls of their building thinking this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. But that is an individual, not a community. It has to be signed off on your as your community that they truly feel like what you're doing is a revolution, a sudden and complete change in their lifestyle or adapting to a new way of doing things from a technological standpoint. So again, they're both important, but in order to sustain your innovation pipeline, you need a revolutionary product or service that allows you to evolve over a period of years or generations. But while that's happening, revolutionary products need to be in the pipeline. So I kind of broke it down into three simple words here. An evolution versus revolution. What does it mean? Well, it effectively means incremental versus creation. So when you're evolving, you're just incrementally improving your products. But when you're revolutionizing the category, you're creating something from scratch. Another analogy would be, are you going to make a better mousetrap or are you going to make a new mousetrap? And so when you look at that, it's creating versus refreshing a product or a service that you have. So when I look at a revolution and you're talking about a brand or a company that aspires to be revolutionary to not only the industry, the community, but also those working inside the four walls of your building, what does this look like? I mean, what would be a classification of you can put the flag up that says you're a pirate, that you're a revolutionary brand? And I put a few here together for us to discuss. And this is, again, a lot of questions that I get asked when I'm working with companies or brand was, well, how do you build an innovation pipeline? Well, the first thing you have to understand is, are you revolutionizing your category, making something new, or creating a brand new category altogether? That's very revolutionary. Or are you taking a current product and or adapting a product that's already on the market to have it serve or perform a little better? That's just an evolution. You haven't really revolutionized anything in your category. So make sure first and foremost, you understand the pure definition of incremental versus creation. And that is the definition of revolution versus evolution. So I put a few points here that we could discuss, and you can kind of feel from these if you have a brand, a company that is truly revolutionary. The first is that product inspiration comes from revolutionary designs. And I say inspiration because when you're talking with your design team, when you're going through the ideation process, are you coming up with some concept that's completely new, or are you coming up with something that's a better mousetrap? So inspiration comes from creating things that are new, things that are revolutionary. So product, first and foremost, do you have product inspiration that you can give to your design team that gives them the freedom to break away, build a breakaway product or design or service that nobody else is currently offering and have it commercialized and adapt to your category and drive your brand and company leapfrogs above the competition and what's currently in the marketplace? So that's number one, product inspiration. What is it? And the second thing is, if you are going to evolve, you need to have a revolutionary product in the first place. It's basically drawdowns versus breakaway. And we talk about drawdown products, which are valuable, very valuable. Everybody, even Apple, has products that are drawdowns. On the supply chain curve, you've got the early adopters, the innovators, and then you've got the late majority where they're actually purchasing previous generations. And those are effectively drawdowns of revolutionary products. And not everything that Apple creates or these other brands create is revolutionary. I'm not saying that. There's not a lot of incremental improvement between the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 11. And that, to me, is an evolution of a revolutionary product, which was the iPhone. So that's a great example as well, if you can define what is revolutionary versus an evolution. So drawdowns versus breakdowns is the breakaway is the second thing. The third thing, if you're looking at being a revolutionary brand, is do you have a breakaway innovation pipeline? Inside of the company, it drives continual passion to want to change your world regardless of the category that you're in. So number three is breakaway innovation pipeline. Now, it's one thing to say that you're innovative. It's another thing to actually have a product that makes a statement that you are innovative. So this is what I talk about with on point three is this breakaway and innovation pipeline and being able to build that and be able to maintain that consistency of revolutionary products. Now, you can't always will a great revolutionary product, but you can certainly have a process in place that defines what your objective is, how your ideation process is embracing failure, embracing risk, but also with the understanding and expectation that you need to be able to build the product that's commercially viable. So there has to be a balance there between, hey, I'm a revolutionary brand and never bringing any product to market, and as a result, no revenue. So you need to have a balance there as well, an expectation of commercializing the product and having it hit the market and being adopted. The fourth thing I'll say with the revolutionary company is it builds culture. What I mean by that is that the passion around a brand and the lifestyle that you have, if you are an apparel, footwear, or a lifestyle company, is the product itself. And so when you build a culture, you have people wearing products, you have people performing in your products. And the only way to do that is to have a revolutionary culture. And so people have an anticipation of the next great product versus you imitating somebody else. So you have brands out there that will imitate these leaders of their particular category, but there will never be the loyalty to those brands. Now, they may purchase a lower priced product that may have similar performance characteristics, but doesn't have the revolutionary culture that, let's say, a Nike has. Now, there's products out there that knock off Nike all day long, but Nike has gone through this revolutionary phase of being able to not only revolutionize the industry, but also have loyal athletes wearing their product day in and day out and trusting that the brand will continue to evolve, but then it will always continue to revolutionize in their category. That's part of their brand culture. It is ingrained in their teams every day from the top down. So that's number four, is that revolutionary brands build culture in the anticipation of this next great product versus someone that's imitating. And the fifth is innovation versus imitation. And this is a big one. I put it as a point here, but I talk about if you're not innovating, you're just imitating. And it's really kind of drills down to being revolutionary versus being evolutionary. Now, you can be innovative brand as long as you've got a revolutionary culture and it's embraced from the top down. Now, if there's a consistency around the company where all they're doing is evolving everything that is out there within their category, it's effectively an imitation culture. So always be innovating. Have a true, authentic passion and lead your category each and every day. Take risk, embrace failures. Be an innovator, not an imitator, is number five. Number six is a leader versus a follower. Imitators will follow. There's no ideation strategy. There's no innovation pipeline. Leaders revolutionize. Imitators follow. So a leader versus a follower mentality is revolutionary. When you're continually reinventing what others thought was impossible is a leader mentality. And that's number six. Number seven is aspirational. Others want to be part of your revolution. They want to be part of your brand, part of your company, be a part of what you're providing to others as a service that makes their life better, their lifestyle better. They're part of a community embracing your brand. So they, it's very aspirational in nature, and that is part of being a revolutionary brand. That's number seven. Number eight is drive and control your futures. Leaders create the path to the future. They set a vision, and that vision is very clear with a path not yet made. So they will drive the future and they will control their future because they define the future of their category. So driving and controlling your future, leaders create the path for others to follow. That's number eight. So when you look at being a revolutionary brand, it's one thing, again, to say you're a revolutionary brand. It's another thing to actually have the proof that you are. So when I talk about revolutionary brands, product inspiration, drawdowns versus breakaway designs, breakaway innovation pipeline, building culture around revolutionary products, being an innovator, not an imitator in the market, being a leader versus a follower, being aspirational day in and day out and embracing it each and every day within your company. And then the drive to control your future. Leaders create the path for others to follow. So in conclusion, I say that yes, evolution is important to sustaining your supply chain. But evolution is only possible if you're revolutionary. So if you truly want to build breakaway designs, sustain innovation within your company, you need to have these things in place, so that everybody inside the company from the top down embraces that culture. And those that want to be part of your company, whether it be now or in the future, understand what you stand for without even telling them they know your culture. Your culture of wanting to be a leader, not a follower, an innovator, not an imitator. So if you build that culture, sustain that culture, along with being a revolutionary mindset, and you're committed to it day in and day out, and you create your own path for others to follow, you will be revolutionary. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles. And we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles. Are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.